MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. A Roswell woman who allegedly caused an accident that left two other people hurt back in January followed a high-speed pursuit with police, has pled not guilty to a series of criminal charges. Records indicate that when Savannah Romero appeared at her arraignment last Monday in New Mexico's 5th Judicial District Court, she pled not guilty to two counts of aggravated fleeing a law enforcement officer. The 34-year-old Romero also pled not guilty to one count of each driving while license revoked, reckless driving, no proof insurance, no evidence of registration, no seat belts, failure to obey traffic control devices, and failure to stop at a stop sign. District Judge James Hudson has scheduled a jury trial in the case for April 2nd of the new year. Councilors heard from City Manager Chad Cole about Roswell government's finances for the first quarter of the current fiscal year, July 1st through September 30th. Councilor Angela Moore participated in last week's City Council meeting by telephone. Councilors Barry Foster and Edward Heldenbrand didn't attend. Currently, revenue's higher than expected, but so are expenditures. He read a list of negative amounts that included the water and solid waste departments, as well as South Park Cemetery. Cole said councilors would be the ones to make that decision. They approved a 1% cost of living raise for most city employees during the current fiscal year. Four candidates seeking nomination to the New Mexico State Legislature spoke to members of the Chavez County Board of Commissioners during a special meeting last week. The four people vying to complete the term of Senator Stuart Engel of Portales, who vacated his seat, are State Rep Greg Nybert of Roswell, Pat Boone, Travis Glenn, and Larry Marker, who's a businessman in Roswell. Commissioners could pose questions after each candidate completed their statement. Residents allowed to comment after all four of the candidates finished speaking, and they were encouraged by the commissioners to ask questions. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.